the anointing, the value of the anointing. My Smith Wigglesworth and my spiritual father and many other great men I read about placed their whole ministry on the line on the basis of being able to walk close to the Holy Spirit. That's what the anointing is. It's walking close to the Holy Spirit so he can direct you, correct you, protect you, many things. But the first thing is, what it would produce is accuracy in the spirit realm. You will never get accuracy in the spirit realm, no matter how much scripture you study, no matter how much you pray. If you don't yield to the Holy Spirit, you'll never have accuracy in the spirit realm. He'll place it on your life, you see what I'm saying? You want that because another word come, you can make the right approach in any situation when you have accuracy in the Holy Spirit. Another thing that has served me well over the years is accountability, stability. Accountability, stability. In other words, have kept my feet from sliding on some of the things that Satan tried to put under my feet. It's just an accountability, an anointing will keep you accountable of the presence of God and of the fact that you God, or here's another word, you keep you alive, the fact that you're God agent. It's not naturally, you're not going to be as accountable and stable as you should be if you don't keep the spirit stirred up in you. And the anointing, that's what it comes to doing. It's a constant stirring up the spirit, stirring up the Holy Ghost in your spirit, all right? So accuracy in the spirit arena, and many men are going back in the morning. Many men of God are inaccurate. They are not that they're bad men, but they haven't spent enough time praying in the spirit. They just haven't spent enough time. Gentlemen, this is no game. I know y'all know this is no game. You want to see increasing power. That's where I lie. I know I tell you that from personal time. Then I watch other men of God who led the pack in the realm of the spirit, but the other guy didn't know where they were going. So another one is accountability, stability. Number three, accessing the supernatural in greater dimension. Accessing the supernatural in greater dimension. When you, the gifts of the spirit, the revelation gift, the power gift, you know, the inspiration gift in 1 Corinthians 12, they are looking for someone who has gotten deeper into the spirit. Discern the spirit, a special faith, where you remember gifts of healing, they're looking for prophecy, doctrine, tongue, interpretation. Those nine gifts are looking for somebody who is praying in the spirit and accessing the supernatural in greater dimension. Provoke the supernatural. See, and when you pray in the spirit, in another realm, as I say, and in greater dimension. So the gifts, the fruit, the ministry gifts, and Ephesians 4, they all go into another dimension.
Yes, sir.
By praying in the spirit. And I'm using praying in the spirit and anointing sort of parallel because the two function so well together, praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit, I think, is one of the greatest ways to increase your anointing. I don't know the way I can say it here, but I know before I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I had an anointing. But I'm aware of the fact how much it increased. I got some other words. I'm trying not to say it. I won't be able to hear the point. Assurance when everything looks shaky. Those moments will come. Assurance when everything looks shaky. You need to be in another room. When it's shaking down here, you need to be somewhere else. When it's shaking in your vision, you need to be somewhere else. Yes. When the shade ain't the ministry, you need to be somewhere else. Yes. When you walk in the room, you need to be somewhere else. You see what I'm saying? If I'm being in the presence of God, in the person of the Holy Spirit, in time you spend with Him, when you walk into that dilemma, walk into that situation, you're going to be a different person. You're not going to be on the same page of fear, worry, anxiety, how. Because you know you're always going to bring you out. But you got to be stable for those who follow you. You know, it's sort of like when the light went out. You know, just having let that happen. Because God, His business. If he wants the light to go out, let him go out. And he don't mind it. God don't mind it. You see what I'm saying? So I'm sure when everything looks shady, if you spend enough time praying the Spirit, you know, I spend at least an hour sometimes. I take 15-minute intervals when I'm by myself. I set my clock, just pray 15 minutes and hold it over. I think two warnings here are necessary. We ought to teach us the manifestation also. Never make it religious routine or ritual. Know that the anointing, when you talk 1 John 2:27, the anointing is talking about revelation. It's talking about being taught things, like John 16 said, the Spirit of make all things known to you, John 16, 13, 14, I believe. The Spirit bring all things to you, remember, and take what is mine, show to you. Well, that's in the process that I'm not, that's why 1 John 2:27. That's why I said that, you see. That's an anointing that the body you to teach you all things to me, not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teaches you the truth and the lie not, so and so on that nature. That is so important. That the anointing come from your effort to walk deeper with the Holy Spirit. And that's where it comes.
That's power.
Because if you make an effort, He's going to meet you.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, the Beatitude is covering the whole spectrum of Jesus' ministry. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after the righteous. They'll be filled. See, so we have to take the initiative. Whether we feel like it or not, you know, for lack of a better word, gentlemen, to be different. You don't want to be like everybody else. You know, you want to be in the presence of God, not arrogant, but assured. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And so that's what they're going to take. But that's 1 John 2:27, the powerful verse. And you know, back up to the 20th verse, and that same verse, you have an unction from the Holy War. You see that unction? For lack of a better word, is living. No, this is good. Living on the cutting edge in the Spirit, and anointing, and praying in the Spirit, spending time with God. The routine is that. So you say, well, I'm afraid to come on. Lord, I'm through with you now.
Right.
I'm through. Maybe not in scripture, but no intimacy.
Yes, sir.
You know, all intelligent. You're all in your intelligence. That's the way the Spirit works. All right, you got that?
That's good.
It's so important. Remember, it says one time, I think it said in Isaiah, we're stammering lips. In other tongues, we speak to the people. Well, when you pray in tongues, God speaking to us. But it's Holy Ghost. Language, so it's spiritual language, so it's divine language, and so that's what He wants to use, all right?
Yes, sir.
Another way, and I'll say things a different way to try to get you to see what I'm trying to bring you to. Awaken to the move in the Spirit. Awaken to the move in the Spirit. Most people are sleeping when the Spirit is moving. They don't know what it is. They think it's one thing, they think it's emotion. So they get rattled up in the flesh. But really, when the Spirit is moving, you get moved right up in the Spirit. Because He's about to give you your answer, about to give you direction for the next 3 years of your life, just extravagant. I mean, the extravagant and the unusual and the unlimited work of the Holy Spirit is so powerful. When you're in tune, most time we're out of tune. Unless a man spend a lot of time praying in the Spirit and yielding to the Holy Ghost, and gentlemen, you all know this, whether you feel something or not, it doesn't make no difference.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So awaken up now. My dad and I had a relationship. A lot of time, he was moving in the Spirit, I was moving with him. Most of the other people weren't there. They were jumping, but they weren't in that realm. It looked like the same thing. But evidence and results and manifestation and demonstration proved to differ. See, if somebody got something somebody else didn't get.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Everybody was jumping. So, you see what I'm saying? And so, awaken to move in the Spirit. Wake up to it. And number six, when you walk in anointing, the valley of anointing, that's the Holy Spirit, and spending time with God, you'll be aware of danger towards your vision. Aware of danger. You just be aware, you know something about to happen to you. Spend more time with God, and then when it comes, it can't have the effect that it would have had if you were built. This is what I've been doing for years. I mean, you are white. I pass over with ease, but I spend a lot of time in the Spirit. And so you're aware of something come up. You're aware of because danger will come up, accusation will come up. But you be aware of danger towards your vision. What I'm trying to, I just wrote this other word, put it on with it, you can do something with it. Stand alert. Stand alert. I mean, if somebody drops something in the Spirit, you need to know they dropped it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If somebody picks something up in the Spirit,
yes, sir.
You need to know they picked it up. Other words,
that's good.
Improper move in the Spirit, improper prophecy, improper doubt kind of tongue. You need to be alert to know how to shut that down. You know how to shut it down, it's the Spirit, but that's the anointing. Now, if you're not alert, you know how to shut it down, you're going to miss it. Or miss it. Or congratulate it. When you're anointed, you're aware of that. Again, I make reference to my spiritual father. He was the head of the pack. He sat among the brothers and didn't know where he was. Good men, they could preach and teach, had good ministry, but they didn't know where he was. They had no idea where he was because he came out of the closet. See, most of us with our ministry go in the closet. We won't be too natural and too normal with everybody else. Brother Hagin, he just came out of the closet. He knew that he wasn't playing no game and that he knew he was different. Number eight, I just wrote the word alert, you put what you want. Number eight, align the Holy Ghost to take you to levels you've never seen. And always other levels. If you get satisfied with your success, you get satisfied with people, numbers, money, size, and you get satisfied with that, you're making a great mistake because you're going to have great regrets There were places you could walk and never been. So the levels must change. The levels don't change. In the anointing, we're talking about the anointing now. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about our life. If you're not aware of the fact that your levels are changing and that you get in some places that you've never been before, almost a trembling place. We use a word that we use negative all the time, but fearful place. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. God can take you in some room, brother. You ain't never been in any room before. You look around, you don't look familiar. I don't know what to do. That's exactly where you want you. You want you in a room where you don't know where to switch in there. So you switch it.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? The familiar switch, anybody can feel it. Mm-hmm. But there are times, you don't know when, there are times. I just been sitting by all of you, and taking you to the room. In the room, you don't have to explain it. It's a spirit thing, so you don't have words to explain it, like genres and all the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things happen to you, and you're disturbed in the natural because you can't explain it.
Yes, sir.
But then again, here's another thing now. A man who is in the realm of that realm of the anointing, he would get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See?
Mm-hmm.
You might have explained something to another fellow 9 months and he never did. Second, the other fellow, I got it. Mm-hmm. So that's the way Brother Hagin now. He'd make a statement in the spirit, I was on to it.
Okay.
He move, I move. And then some other people jump in the motion there.
Myself.
But allowing the Holy Ghost to take you to levels you never seen. And that's spelled F-R-E-S-H. Your ministry will get stale. Your ministry will be common. You'll be prone to be stale with everybody else. Unless that cutting edge anointing is flowing. When that thing flowing, brother, you don't tell us what's going to happen, or when it's going to happen, or how it's going to happen. Thank you so much. Turn the back on, bro. Mm-hmm. This is a good one. Accusation or dissipated. Accusation or dissipated. Because they can't catch a hold of you to get you involved. Mm. See, because your attitude and your action are held in place even when there's accusation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in the anointing.
Yes, sir.
And the accusation can't come up to that level. It can only attack your flesh or what is seen. But in the spirit world, you're in control. Mm-hmm. And finally, that accusation will be annihilated by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We all know He'll never let you down. But we all know that we have a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Partnership. Partnership. You know, we have a relationship, but partnership and fellowship is so important. The Holy Ghost hunger for fellowship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that's why he don't want to give you stuff to take you from Him. Because our life now, the calling on our life, our life no longer belongs to us.
Yes, sir.
He'll let you have fun and all that we do, you know.
Yes,
everybody saying so, you know, be aware of it. So, accusation or dissipated. I like this one that the Holy Ghost gave me. You see, I can just sit in right there. This isn't nothing I have. Let's sit in right. 5 minutes. Atmospheres are impregnated. When you're anointed, when you spend time properly with God, when you walk in the atmosphere, it becomes impregnated with His presence.
Yes. Mm.
And people know that. And they become more accessible. You can access people's soul and their spirit.
Come on.
When you walk in that room and that atmosphere has changed, it's impregnated not by you,
mm-hmm.
by the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
And then and people will know it.
You
will know it.
Sir.
And you know, you can go and put a scripture to all these. I may do it later on. Number 11, accept, A-S-S-E-T, and a system become clear. You always know you're not by yourself. You always know. Accept. And then what he has already provided for you. And a system become clear, no matter what it looks like, because you're in the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, if you're not in the spirit, you'd be in the scripture.
Yes, sir.
If you're not in the spirit, you don't see nothing.
Yes.
You don't say a whole lot, but you ain't seen nothing.
Yes, sir.
So what you're saying is really not getting the problem. And then, gentlemen, the last one I wrote is astonishing truth will become available. You just be astonished at some of the truth. You back to 1 John 2, 27, he said, you know, mm-hmm. he said, you'll teach you the truth, and you shall not lie. And our God anointed Jesus, and that of the Holy Ghost and power, he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus, well, let's just think about this a minute, too. The anointing of within and the anointing of God. The anointing of within, 1 John 2, 27,
mm-hmm.
Luke 4, 18, is the anointing of God. Need both. The nudging within is to stir you up, get you ready. The nudging of on is for ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. How God anointed Jesus and that with the Holy Ghost power. I know the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the it's the input and output. See, you alone, oh my katana labasha. You a katana labasha. You along with God is the input. And then when you gotta put out, output the anointing of your home. See, don't ever think you're wasting time when you're spending time with God, because it goes into your account.
Mm.
And when you need to make a withdrawal, it's right there. I mean, it's always, I heard somebody say, you're not spending time when you're with God, you're investing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're spending, then coming back. But if you're investing, there's dividends going to come back, and they're going to be interest. And when you come back, just like you're putting money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
When you spend time with God, you're making a deposit. And there will come a moment that you need to make withdrawal. But if you ain't putting nothing in, you're
not. Mm-hmm.
You ain't got nothing up here.
Yep.
Who are you?
Right.
You know. Yeah. Lord, you know me, Nada. So that spending time is so important, you see. So I think those 12 things, those three verses, and the value of the anointing, you'll be amazed of the men and women all over the world
mm-hmm.
have no idea about these 12 things to the point we're talking about now. And then when you meditate, you're going to see more. You can put a lot of scripture to them, but they will be valuable to you. Because the Spirit is addressing them right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the accuracy, the accountability, the accessing, assurance, awaken, aware, alert, allowing. The Holy Ghost will take you to another level. Accusation dissipated, atmosphere impregnated, asset. And that's all the things available to you. The gifts of the Spirit, they're an asset to us. And then astonishing truth will become available. Astonishing truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth that you will not touch unless the anointing take you there. And I like Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. It's so powerful. Look there a minute. And then Romans 4, I think it's 16. It's powerful. The boy saw the Mr. Gray's mission up. They didn't know what they were doing because they weren't focused up in the anointing. They were on the outside missing the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets you in trouble. Scripture, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are light. So don't come messing around in the natural.
Right.
And think you're going to comprehend this like an English book or this is, that's a spiritual book.
Right.
You go in there, you're going to have that Holy Ghost assist.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
But Romans 5, 1 through 5, gives us a great lesson of accessing, how to access, and how to maintain. And it also revealed to us there will be some shaky moments in flight. Mm-hmm. It's just a cloud. You'll be over there. So I remember talking about that the other day.
Yes.
You'll be over there. So Romans 5. Read it Romans 5, David. 5, 1 through 5.
Yes, sir. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand.
Justified by faith, we have access by faith. Go ahead.
And rejoice in hope of glory of God, of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
Also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
And now that video, when you talk about the anointing, the value love cannot be expressed wider or deeper enough. Love is a masterpiece in all attributes of the spirit realm. And that's why I say shame now. I hope you're not ashamed. See, hope will make you ashamed and faith will make you ashamed. And anything else in the scripture makes you ashamed without love.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's telling 1 Corinthians 13, mm-hmm. 12, where he said, I'm going to show you, I'm going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit, talking about, so now I'm going to show you the real word. And the great avenue is 1 Corinthians 13, love. Mm-hmm. And he's telling my man, working in a gift, give his body to be born, fed the poor, give him up. He said, if you don't have love, you're nothing. Then tell love never fails. So love is the maturity word in the spirit. It supersedes all functioning in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we talk about this inner conversation, these little eggs, E-G-G-S, thrown at us and then crack aside the head by not controlling the inside. And then we just want to shift. But you cannot, and I'll use word, you cannot shift when you're drifting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? To make a change, you have to be in control, or let the Holy Spirit be in control of the current. The current, the flow. See, the flow. Now, if you're not aware of the anointing, you're really not flowing. You flow.
Mm.
You think you're flowing, but you're not changing no tone. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You're not changing no direction. You're in the pulpit, 2,000 people that you minister. You ain't changing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going on the same doggone canal. You're not driving. Everybody driving with you. You got to make a turn. You don't know where you're going.
Yes, sir. And when you make that turn, they go, oh, somebody else up in here. Somebody with that man. I ain't never made it turn. Hold on. And people like to hold on because they like to go to other dimensions. Mm-hmm. So when a man is anointed, a gentleman, that's that, a woman, these are some of the things that happen. Those three scriptures have served me well.
Mm-hmm.
I look at when I look at them, I get them nothing coming on there.
Mm-hmm.
Scriptures, because they have served me so well with my inability. I know there's the word fragility. Mm-hmm. You know, it has served me well. And I pray in places that I couldn't go myself. You know, God got me to London, the criminal got me to the Madison Square Garden. I preached at some of the biggest meetings around the world, at Camp Meeting, Brother Hagin, with Fred Price, preaching criminal. I mean, just places that I wasn't supposed to be. Y'all have noticed, you've been with me. You're walking somebody's church like Bill Winston. Got a big church. When I go to shifting those people, they want to, some of them want to, the other one don't want to, and they can go so far and no more. You know what I'm saying? When I follow Brother Hagin, I drop something in there, and he had stirred up and like, boom, right on through. Always think, keep the other one part in your mind, the value of the anointing. Now, what time is it? 8:38. Quit your mind about this in the spirit. I'm sitting there, walk whatever you want. Look at those scriptures while you're praying. While I'm praying, put scriptures to these I give you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just come up. You know, so this is my prayer spirit.
Shoot,
God, the Lord just reminded me when I was praying of how to quickly tune your soul up in Psalm 103. Blessings and benefits. The first three verses in Psalm 103. That's a great way every day in your devotion to tune your soul up. Here's how. You all might have to hear me on this. He said, bless him all my soul and bless his holy name. Mm-hmm. What I do is Jehovah Jireh. I spend time talking to Jehovah Jireh back then. Jehovah Tsidikanu, I pray to the righteous. Mm-hmm. Jehovah Nissi, banner over my head. Jehovah Shammah, he's present. Jehovah Raha, he's my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, he's my healer. So I have to spend time with all those aspects of God, blessing and thanking for those things. Well, I might miss a few, but they're there, all the names of God. And then you got those five benefits there. Blessed God for getting out all the benefits. Well, he's forgive all our iniquity and heal all our diseases and redeem our life from destruction. Mm-hmm. And crown our healing, loving kindness, and tender mercy. And satisfy our mouth with good things. And then it renew our youth like the eagle. So I take it one by one. I thank you for that. I let my soul bathe like a bath, and soak that. And then it what my spirit says, what the Holy Ghost says through my spirit, will not deform to my soul. Because my soul, I brought my soul in the presence of God. And now my soul is available for the anointing to go through it. See, that's what God said.